Uminayin l'sholosh, shel sholosh sholosh. How do we know you have to blow it three times? Rashi says, Minayim dahanef pshuta lefnei l'achreel, hotrua b'yemtza, avdina t'lofta zimna. How do we know what the Mishnah says, the mitzvah of the Reiser is to hear it three times? Once l'malchiyas chada, or l'zachroinas chada, once for zachroinas, or l'sharfas chada. Like, how do we know you have to blow three times a tkiyah through a tkiyah on Rosh Hashanah? Maybe only one time a tkiyah through a tkiyah. Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says, z'harvarta shayfa. One Pasuk. Truas shabosain, another thing. Zichru and Trua, no, Vavarta Shaifa, Trua Shabbosin, Zichru and Trua, Yom Trua Yilachem. Like there are three times it says the word Trua. Hey, Vavarta Shaifa, Trua Shabbosin, that's one thing. Then Zichru and, no, Vavarta Shaifa, Trua is one thing, one Pasuk. Shabbosin, Zichru and Trua is the second Pasuk. It says Trua a second time. And then Yom Trua Yilachem, that's the third Pasuk. So it says the word Trua three times in the Torah, Mashma, three Truas you have to have in Rosh Hashanah. And you have to have a pshuta and a lafoneh and a chreho. That's how we have. That's how we know you have to have nine kerlis of a tkiyah through a tkiyah three times. For the Gemara though, these tzukim, one pasuk is talking about by yovel. So maybe how do you know Rosh Hashanah needs all three? Or menayin liten esayim shel zeh bezeh shel zeh bezeh. How do we know that the pasuk that talks about yovel also applies to Rosh Hashanah? Tamalayim. And that again, the pasuk says shvi shvi l'gzera shava. To gzera shava says shvi here and shvi over there. So we learn out as if to say the word trua that it says by Yovel also says like by Rosh Hashanah. So as if it says three times the word trua by Rosh Hashanah, therefore we say there's a chiyuv to blow trua three times, and you have to have a pshuta lefaneh and a pshuta l'achreh. That's how we get our nine kerlos midiraisa on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, said Hazak come out. Sholosh, you have to blow three times tkiyah trua tkiyah, shein teisha. That comes out to be nine kerlos. Now, shir tekiyah ketrua. How long does a tekiyah have to be the length of a trua? Shir trua, how long is a trua? Kishloisha shvam, like we had before the price it says. As long as it takes you to blow, three shvarim. So the Mara now, samakasha. Hai tana, this last price, mikora maisala bekesha. First it brings it from a hekish. So the Rashi says, lo moit zemi zeminayin, shevashayta pshut lafne lachriyam, kam Rosh Hashanah miyevel mehekesha. Shabbat the Hekish, Shein Tamlam of Chodesh Hashvi, El Hakish called Trua Shachodesh Hashvi She Yishay Shavis. First, the price learned that because it says next, it says Chodesh Hashvi. It's talking about Yovel. It's talking about Yom Kippur and Yovel. We know Yom Kippur comes out on Chodesh Hashvi, the Tishrei. Why does the Torah have to say the word Chodesh Hashvi? So it says Chodesh Hashvi is the Hekish to teach us that all the mitzvahs that talk about Chodesh Hashvi have the same halachas. So first, the price learns out Yovel to Rosh Hashanah as the Hekish. Since the Pasuk says Chodesh Hashvi, it means to make a Hekesh, all the mitzvahs of Chodesh Hashvi apply one with the other. But then at the end of the Brayse, it says Gzeira Shavah. V'ashti Maisla Gzeira Shavah. At the end, the Brayse says Gzeira Shavah. It says Shvi Shvi two times. So Manashok, if it starts off with a Hekesh, why does the Brayse end off with Gzeira Shavah? So Gemara says the Brayse means like this. Halkit Kama. This is what the Brayse means. It's true. Really, there's a Gzeira Shavah. But the Brayse means to say that Elav Gzeira Shavah, there wouldn't have been a Gzeira Shavah of two extra words, Shvi Shvi, have been my sin and led vacation. I would have talked and learned it out with the Hekish. But says Machodesh Shvi, I could make Hekish. And Rashi says the Hekish you can make by yourself. But if Zeir Shavu, you have to have a Kabbalah. So true, we have the Kabbalah, you have the Zeir Shavu. But we, even without the Zeir Shavu, we would have known it from the Hekish. So Mari asked though, the Hashta, the Yasek Zeir Shavu. But now that you have this Kabbalah, that there is a Zeir Shavu of Shvi Shvi, if so, Hekesh like Sarach and Echonami, the Hekish talk you don't need. Sextra. Why the Torah say B'chodesh Hashvi? We don't know why the Torah had to say extra time. Well, B'chlal say B'chodesh Hashvi. Stack extra. Yeah. This is one way how to learn out the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah from Yovel. So the Mara B'chai Tana is another brisa that might love Gzeira Shavah Mimidbar. He learns out of this Gzeira Shavah, how do you know the mitzvah of Shaifa of Rosh Hashanah? The Tanya will learn out this. The Pesuk says in Mimidbar, Uskatem Trua Tkiya, Uskatem Trua. You should blow a trua. This is talking about in the midbar, when you want to gather together the whole Klal Yisrael, you have to blow the chatzot grace that says, chatem trua. Blow a trua. So he says it means a tkiyah b'fnei atzmoy, or trua b'fnei atzmoy. Usakata means blow a tkiyah, pshuta, straight voice, and then trua, then blow a trua. The Mer says, no, atzoyim a tkiyah b'fnei atzmoy, a trua b'fnei atzmoy. Who told you to say that? That it means a tkiyah by itself, and a trua by itself? Or maybe no. El a tkiyah trua achati. Maybe the Pasuk says, Uskatem Trua means just blow a trua. It's one blowing. The pasuk saying, you go blow a trua. But maybe it means one blowing. Kishuomu, another pasuk says, uvaha kiles akohol. When you want to gather, the whole klai is all together. Tisko, vulei teriyu. If you just want to gather, klai is all together. How do you blow the chatzos rice? Just blow it once, and don't make a trua. Don't make a trua. From here we see that the pasuk before that says uskatem trua means tkiya b'fnayatzmai or trua b'fnayatzmai. And since here the Torah has to say specially it means only a tkiya, not a trua, mashma when it says it's tam uskatem trua, it means both. You have to blow a tkiya and a trua. Now minayin shepshuta lefaneh, how do you know true you blow a tkiya, a trua and a tkiya? How do you know you have to have a shuta lefaneh first? Talmud lemon, the pasuk says this pasuk uskatem trua. That first blow a tkiya, and then blow a trua. So we see, whenever you blow a trua, you always have to have a tkiya, a pshuta, straight one first. Only nine, how do we know, shepshuta lachreo, that after you blow the tkiya and the trua, you have to blow another tkiya? Talmud Lema, there's another pasuk here, but Midrash says, trua yisko, mashma after the trua, blow again a tkiya. That's how we know every trua needs a tkiya before the tkiya afterwards. We have Yishmael ben Ashram Yochanan Abruku Aimer, and it's Tzarech, I don't need this limud. Hare Yewayim, the pasuk says, Uskatem Trua Shenis. It says in the Torah a second time, blow a tkiya in a trua a second time. Shein Talmud Leim Shenis. The pasuk did not have to say Shenis a second time. It's talking about the second time. You read the pasuk, you see it's the second time. Well, Ma Talmud Leim Shenis. Why does the pasuk have to say blow the second time? Treat it the second time. The pasuk before said blow it once, and now it says blow the second time. So why does the pasuk have to say Shenis? So Zeh Bona Av. This is the limud to all over. That shekol makam shenema trua teitkiya shniyala. Whenever the Torah says to blow a trua, it always means there has to be a pshuta lachreya. You have to have another one right after that. Right after the trua, you have to have a tkiya. So that's how we know you have to have a tkiya, a trua tkiya. Fed the Gemara, good. Ein li ela b'midbar. This pasukim are talking about the midbar. When Christ was in the midbar, you want to gather them together, there was a mitzvah to blow the chatzos rice. Of a Rosh Hashanah Minayin. What do these inyanim have to do with the mitzvah Esther and Rosh Hashanah to blow the shofar? How do you know in Rosh Hashanah you have to have a tkiya before and a tkiya afterwards? But Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk just says, Yom Teruah Yilachem. Maybe only a Teruah, nothing else? Talmud Leim, the pasuk says, Teruah, Teruah, L'Gzeir Shavah. It says Yom Teruah by Rosh Hashanah, and it says here Teruah by the Midbar. So it's L'Gzeir Shavah. Now just like over here by the Midbar, the Teruah means a pshuta lefuneh and a pshuta lachreah. Who was in Rosh Hashanah also with a pshuta lefuneh and a pshuta lachreah? Vayitav u'shloshet truas name of Rosh Hashanah, and it says three times the word true of a Rosh Hashanah. It says Shabbos and Zichron true. That's one. Yom trua is second. V'yavarta shayfa trua. Therefore, you know you have to do it three times, and each one has to have a tkiya lefuneh and tkiya lachreah. That's how you get the nine tkiyas. Now, and each one of the truas needs a pshuta lefanel, a tkiya before, and a tkiya afterwards, is mitzina lemeidin, shalosh truas, v'sheish tkiyas, nemrib Rosh Hashanah. So it comes out, that's how you get your nine kailas on Rosh Hashanah. Six of them is the pshutim, before and afterwards, and three of them are the truas. Now, shtayim adivrei Torah. Out of these psukim, really only two of them are extra, two of them are like extra, you learn how midiraisam. The yachas midivri seifim. One of them we need for the drushes. So it's only midirabonim that you have to blow it really three times. What does that mean? Shabbos, son, zichur, and trua. The yavat, and shayfa, trua, midivri Torah. Those are extra to teach us halacha, you have to have a trua twice on Rosh Hashanah. So we know midiraisam are two truas, which means also automatically six, which means a kiyah before and a kiyah afterwards. Now, Yom Teruah Yilachem, that's what the pasuk says, Yom Teruah Yilachem, LeTalmudu Hubo. That Tam comes to teach us the Ikar Halacha, that Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah to blow the shofar. That's an Ikar Adin, for that you can't learn out extra Limudin. Therefore, it's only two that's Midiraisa, and the third one is only Midirabonin. Yeah. We have Yishmuel Ban Achmeni, Yom Rabbi Yonasin, a little different. That achas midivrei Torah, really it's only one extra. There's only one to teach us midiraisa, you have to have a trua and a tkiya before and a tkiya afterwards. Ushtayim midivrei seifrim. That we say you have to blow three truas for malchias, the zechronis and shayfris, the second two is only midirabonim. So he runs like this. V'yavarta shayfa trua midivrei Torah.
That's the extra pasuk to say you have to have a trua on Rosh Hashanah. Shabbosan zichron trua. That pasuk. And the next pasuk of Yom trua yilachem letamudu hubo. He needs it for limudim, for other things. Not to teach us you have to blow another trua on Rosh Hashanah, but you need it for the drushes. Therefore, how do you know you blow three truas on Rosh Hashanah? That's only midirabbanan. Midiraisa is only one time, midirabbanan is another two times. For the Gemara Mala Tamudai, what do you need these extra psukim for? Mala Tamudu Bo, what do you mean these psukim come to teach other halachas? The Gemara says, Miboyalei, one you need, by Yoim Veloy Balayla. That's it says, Yoim Trua Yilachem, that the mitzvah shofar is only by daytime and not by nighttime. At nighttime, you cannot be in the kind of the mitzvah of shofar. That's what the pasuk says, Yoim Trua. For the Gemara of Edith, the other man, the Yom, that says, no, that pasuk is extra. By Yoim Veloy Balayla Minolei, how does he know that the mitzvah is only by night and not by day? It says, Naskulay mi b'yayim akipurim. It learns that from the word, Ubayim mi b'yayim akipurim. So it says, b'yayim and not palayla.
All right, turn over.
For the Gemara, imi b'yayim akipurim, yalef, nigma nami minei, lepshuta lefnei, pshuta liachrea. So learn out that you have to have a pshuta lefnei, pshuta liachrea also. Of his doi and for the Gemara, so what do you have to learn out from the Midbar here? You're learning out that you have to have a Tkiyah and a true one at Tkiyah. Learn it out from Yom Kippurim that we dashed before. It says Varvata Varvata two times there that you have to have a Pshuta Lefunen and a Pshuta Lachreel. As if you're learning out Yom Yom from Yom Kippurim, so learn out the mitzvah to have a Tkiyah before and a Tkiyah afterwards. Tomorrow says no. The Varvata Taviru Lamashmalu. He doesn't learn out from Varvata to teach us that you have to have a Tkiyah before and a Tkiyah afterwards. It's not Mashmal. The Avavata does not mean to say a true a Tkiyah before. So therefore, he learns out from Yom Kippurim true that's only by day the mitzvah shofar, not by nighttime. But how do you know that the true needs a pshut a Tkiyah beforehand and a Tkiyah afterwards? Now he learns out from the psukim by the midbar that says the pasuk by midbar and not what it says by Yom Kippurim. Because Avavata Taviru Lamashmalu. For the Gemara, Elamai Dashimu, what does he Dashimu? It's not Mashma for Pshuta. What then you do with his psukim? Vavata and Taviru that it says by Yovel. By Yom Kippurim it says Vavarta Shofar. What does he do with the word Vavarta? If it's not to teach us to blow its kiya first, so what do you use it for? And the Gemara he uses for Vavarta Kidrav Masna. The Yom Rav Masna, the Vavarta Derech HaVarosai. Now we learned before you have to blow the Shofar the way it's on the animal, like we blow it from the small upwards. But you're not allowed to turn the Shofar upside down and blow from the wide plate. Since that's not the way it's on the Shofar, on the animal, you can't blow the Shofar that way. That's what does with the word Vavarta. You have to blow the shofar the way the shofar travels on the animal, like we do, blow from the smaller part. What does taviru mean? Taviru to come rachmona, maybe just means navri biyad. His Rashi means like this. If the posse didn't repeat itself a second time, I would have thought that after the posse says vavarta, just means shofar is just hold it in your hand. That's the way he learns on the side here, the bottom tasis here, like navri biyad means pirish. Rashi's Havamina is, you don't have to blow the shofar. Maybe it's not just hold the shofar in your hand, you just wave the shofar, that's all it means. It says a second time, Vavarta, that you have to blow it, we have to have a coil coming out of it. Tell you a little bit different. Havamina is, Pirish Yavzenu Biyodov Yitoka, Vulayinichenu Agabe Shum Dover Yitoka. That maybe you have to dab hold the shofar in your hands when you blow it. You can't just let the shofar lean on something and blow it. Vavarta means you have to hold it in your hand. That's the limit. But Rashi learns, no. Without the extra pasuk, I would have thought it's enough just to hold the shofar. How do I know you have to blow it? Kamashma on a second time that the mitzvah is to blow it. Merv Yiduch, the other one, the Rav Masna, how do you know Rav Masna's halachom? That you have to blow it the right way from the small part upwards, not the opposite way? Midishani b'diburei. Since the pasuk changed around the dibur, that's how he knows that way. Yeah. And diyad le'mosa samrit. That's it, to have a havamin with your hands, that you can't say. The gomer avoru mi Moshe. We learn it out by Moshe Rabbeinu. Ksiv och, it says here, vavarta shofar trua. You blow, take the shofar with you. So you have a havamin, and maybe it means just to carry the shofar in your hands. Oh, ksiv och, it says there by Moshe, no, it says there by Yitzav Moshe. Vayaviru koil b'machane. It says there, vayaviru koil, he heard a koil. So ma lahalam b'koil, just like over there, vayaviru means, carry the shofar, mean, doesn't mean just carry it. It means to blow it. Is Afkan Bakil Avadiros of Avarta, Avada doesn't only mean carry it, Avada means to blow it. So even without the extra word of Avarta, I would know it means to blow the shofar. So why the Torah said extra time for Avarta? That's an extra limit of Truah to teach us that it's a mitzvah deraisa to blow Truah at least two times. Well, the high Tana now, the Maislam in Midbar, this last Tana now, that learns out that you have a Tkiya lefanen, a Tkiya lachreel, from the Pesukim that says in the Midbar, for the Gemara, Ima lahalan chatzaitzreis, maybe just like in the Midbar. They used to blow the chatzaitzreis, the trumpets, to get Klai to come together. Maybe Yavkan the chatzaitzreis. Maybe Rosh Hashanah also does a mitzvah to blow the chatzaitzreis. The Pesuk only says by Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah Yilachem. So if you're learning out from the Midbar, maybe Teruah means good, Teruah means blow the trumpets. How do you know in Rosh Hashanah you have to blow a shofar? The Torah doesn't say anywhere clearly a shofar at Rosh Hashanah. All the Torah just says is Yom Teruah, so maybe it only means the trumpets. Talmud Lema, this the Pesuk says no. It says, Tikl ba'achoydesh shofar, ba'akestel Yom Chageinu. The mitzvah to blow the shofar on a special Yom Tov that comes in on Rosh Chodesh is a Zel Chag she'achodesh mitzchasa boy, which Yom Tov comes out on Rosh Chodesh when Levon is still covered up. Have the Yom is Rosh Hashanah. The only Yom Tov we have that comes out on Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah. Or come Rachmon is shofar. That's the Gimel in Tehillim that on shofar on Rosh Hashanah you have to blow the shofar, not the chatzaitzreis. So even though you're learning out from the Midbar, the halach is, you learn out that the Truah means a pshuta lofne and a pshuta lachreel. But then the chanami not chatzaitzreis, but avad you need the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara says, asking Rabbi Yahuwah b'Kisri, Rabbi Yahuwah made a gzeira in Kisri that tkiya shloisha shvorim, Truah tkiya. That's the way he was in Sakh in Tashrat. He was in Sakh and they should blow one straight tkiya first, then blow three shvorim, then blow Truas, and then blow a tkiya. That was his takana. Fred Gemara Monashach, what do you make such a takana for? What do you hold? Monashach, we have a suffix what the word Truah means. The Tatagim says it means Yom Yavava, and we had a suffix what does crying mean? I Yalula Yolu, if it means short crying, so then Lavit Kiya Truat Kiya, only blow it Kiya Truat Kiya. Viga Nuchigonach, Ella might know, maybe it means a little longer crying, so good, then Lavit Kiya Shloisha Shvarim Ut Kiya, do it Kiya Truat Kiya. So what do you got to do both for? So Gemara says, Mesafkali, he had a suffix, Iganuche Gonach Yilula Yolu. Hey, I'll tell you that Rabbi Yahu was Mesafik. What does the word Truah mean? Does it mean Shvarim or does it mean Truah? That's why I did both of them together. So the Gemara now is still a Kasha. Maskav la Rabaviyah. The Dilma Yeluliyu. If that's the doubt, which one of the two it means, so you can't do both together, because the Manashach, you're doing something wrong. Because if it really means Yelulei, small voices, and you're doing now a Shvarim and a Truah, the Kormavsik Shlesha Shvarim, then Truah Latkiyah. It's on the side the mitzvah is Truah means Truah, like we do small keiches. So the mitzvah is to have a pshuta tkiya right before that, and a tkiya right after that. Now what you're doing is, right before the Truah, you're doing shvarim. It's breaking, it's no good, it's hefsik. On the side, Truah is only real Truah, small voices, so you can only do tkiya, Truah tkiya. You can't have a shvarim there. A shvarim is breaking, it's hefsik. And the Gemara, the hoder of it, tkiya, Truah tkiya. Rabbi Avuah did like we did, also Tarat. He did a tkiya, through a tkiya, because maybe that's the mitzvah. So good, for the Gemara, though, still a shver. Maskev la Ravina. The Dilma Genuchi Heve Koi. Genuchi Heve. True. Maybe it's Taka Shvarim. Maybe Truah means three Shvarim. So what did you gain Rabbi Avuah? By doing Shvarim and Truah together, on the time that Truah is only Shvarim, the Komasaka Truah, then Shvarim a tkiya. How could you blow Shvarim then a Truah? The Truah is out of place. On the side, the mitzvah Truah means Shvarim. You have to blow Tkiya, Shvarim, Tkiya. You can't have a Truah in between. And the Gemara Nechanami, Doho, the Rabbi Tashak, he either did Tkiya, Shvarim, Truah, like he did. For the Gemara, if he did Tkiya, Shvarim, Truah, and he did Tkiya, Truah, Tkiya, so Shain Yaisu Manashach. And the Rabbi Avuah, my asking, what kind of Tekana did he do? Manashach, Igen Luchi Gonach Avdei. If it means Shvarim, he already did it, Kiya Shvarim Tkiya. Iyalula Yalul, if it means the Truah, small Kaychais, he did already a Tkiya, Truah Tkiya. Ha'avdei. So what was his big takana here? The Gemara answers, the third side is like this, the way we do. Misafkele, he had another doubt, that Dilma Gonach V'Yalul, maybe it's both together. Maybe the pshat from Truah and the Torah means Shvarim and Truah. That's the pshat from the word Truah. Truah means both types of crying. That's small crying and big crying and small crying. So if it means both, you can't only blow tashat and tarat, because that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah maybe is tashrat.
Therefore, you ought to blow all three of them.
For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Levet Nami Yipcha. So if you have a suffix getting these both together, why don't you have a suffix maybe shaft to blow Tkiya, Trua, Shvar, and Tkiya? There should be a fourth cycle. Maybe it's a Tzadah means both. Maybe it's Trua then Shvarim. How do you know first Shvarim then Trua? And Tzadah means both. Maybe first Trua and then Shvarim. So there should be a fourth cycle, and we don't do that fourth cycle. There should have to be Tkiya, Trua, Shvarim, Tkiya. But the more Lema Nam Yipcha, Tkiya, Trua, Shlosha, Shvarim, Tkiya. Why? Dilma Yolul. Maybe first it means the Trua, the short voices, and then the Garnach. Then it means the long crying. That's the Gemara says, no, that he didn't have a suffix about. Because Toma de Milsa, the way it usually is, Kimasroi v'inshi. When a person starts to cry, Misroi Milsa v'resha, Gonach, first he has a little longer voices. He starts moaning a little bit, groaning. V'hoda yolo, then he starts making the short voices. That's Chitan. It's not that Torah means Trua. Both together, for sure it means first Shvarim, and then Truas. And I said, that's the way we do. We blow first Kia, Shvarim, Trua, Kia, then Kia, Shvarim, Kia, then Kia, Trua, Kia. Right. Now exactly what the Truas are, so far we had Rashi Shita is that Truas means three short Kirchis. That's Rashi Shita. Halacha, we don't do like Rashi. We all True is three, like the size of Shvarim, which means nine. It has to be nine small Kirchis. That's the way we do. We do Trua means nine small Kirchis. But Rashi Shita is that the blow true is three small kirchis. Therefore, according to Rashi, when you blow the shvarim, it comes out what's a tkiya then? According to Rashi, the Gemara says a tkiya is as long as the truas are. So if the truas are three short kirchis, a tkiya is three short kirchis. Therefore, when you blow shvarim, you have to make sure they're shorter than three short kirchis. Now, according to Rashi, it's not much like a tkiya, then the shvarim are very, very small also. It's like a kirch in here. Two. You have to do very fast one. And then, truest are only two. And then it's key is also that way. That's Rashi's key. The Maestro, we don't blow that way. Some people after shul, but over again, they blow Rashi's key. Because Rashi holds that a true is only three small kirches. So you always have to make sure that the shivorim are very short ones, that they should not be the saw, the length of three kirches. Because if they're as long as three kirches, that's a key already. But we all the locha know. We all the locha that truest are nine kirches. Therefore, Shavarim is good enough. It can be as long as you want, as long as it's not come out like nine teichas. Right. The Mishnah says, "Talk up Rishayna Moshech Peshtiyah Kishnayim." If you blew a tkiya truer than a tkiya, and the second tkiya you blew very long, even though it should be good for the next tkiya, it doesn't help. You can't divide the tkiya in here. Amar Rav Yechanan, Shoma Teisha Tkiyos. Well, you heard your nine kailas on Rosh Hashanah, but potesha shoyis b'yayim. 9 hours of the day. Every hour of the day, you heard another kail. That's all. Tkiya, now. Took an hour's break. Then a shven, then a trua, then an hour's break, then another tkiya. Still your yotza. There's no din hefsik in between. Trashi tisha tkiya, truais nami kama. Yeah, is a yotza. Tanya nami hafa, learn about this also. That shoma tesha tkiya, potesha shoyis b'yayim yotza. There's no din hefsik in between. Even though you waited an hour between one curl and the next curl, as even Rachmanis says, it's about tkiya, takes an hour for him to get a tkiya out of a shayfam, still you're making the mitzvah. So here it doesn't mean that the guy is trying to go out.